This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. So many big news stories. If you thought the election was stolen and Democrats say, oh, we're all crazy. Well, they can't even count right in the New York City mayor's race. It was a whole week ago. They still don't know who won in the Democrat primary. They've screwed up the vote count, and they're not even sure who won and what the vote count is and which vote should have been counted and which shouldn't. This is what you get with mail-in ballots and no voter ID. Why can't it be like Iraq? Remember when we brought democracy to Iraq? Do you remember the first time they voted, they were giddy, and we put like paint, like orange paint on their fingers, and that proved that each man had voted one time, and if you had the orange paint on your finger, you couldn't turn around and come back in and vote a second time. They do it in Iran like that. Why don't we do it like that? It's that simple. Go back to primitive, old school. Everybody votes with ID and paint on their finger after they vote, so they can't come back in a second time or a third time. You don't allow mail-in voting. You can't tell who's voting. You don't allow no voter ID, so you have no idea if it's dead people voting or illegal aliens voting. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And then we have the story I talked about in the last hour about the USB drive suspiciously stolen, transferred, and inserted into voting systems used in the swing states in the 2020 election. Crazy. What else is crazy? Well, Ilhan Omar, basically saying that, you know, Jews don't understand her experience of injustice. Oh, my God. That's going to be the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's got to be the funniest thing ever. As a matter of fact, have Muslims ever experienced injustice? Of course they have. I agree with that. Of course they have. But no group has ever experienced more injustice than the Jewish people. It's not even close. And by the way, Jews have experienced lots of injustice in Muslim countries, where they murder us and make us live in complete fear of being arrested in the middle of the night. So, of course, we understand injustice. Jews have experienced injustice since the beginning of time. And many times at the hands of Muslims who are trying to murder us. Other incredible news in this world gone mad, led by Democrat nutcases. Ohio Democrats scream and bang furniture in opposition to an amendment banning trans athletes from women's sports. They're all nuts! Ohio lawmakers... Democrat Ohio lawmakers, by the way, had a fit at a recent legislative session when Republican Ohio Representative Jenna Powell spoke about supporting the Save Women's Sports Act to protect women's right and integrity of women's and girls' sports. And by the way, there's a picture of her. She's beautiful. Beautiful girl. Of course she is. She's a Republican. All Republican women are feminine. They try and be attractive. When I see one who's not, I immediately think Democrats stamped on her forehead. Powell was quickly interrupted by Democrats who shouted and banged their fists on furniture, with some yelling point of order to disrupt her remarks. And the amendment she introduced is aimed to protect biological female athletes from competing against biological males who identify as transgender women. She says the Save Women's Sports Act is a fairness issue to women to be able to achieve their dreams in athletics in our state. It's crucial to preserving women's rights and integrity of women's and girls' sports. Females are losing scholarships, opportunities, medals, training opportunities. Of course they are. This is insane. The two-minute video posted on social media... feminist group Women's Liberation Front, or WOLF,
This shot of the grown adult man throwing a literal temper tantrum while a woman calmly speaks pretty much sums up the entire trans rights movement. Interesting. Interesting. And then, of course, I freaked out earlier in the week. I mean, I just absolutely went on a rant about the idea that Victoria's Secret is firing all the beautiful models we've all come to know as the Victoria's Secret angels, right? Firing them all. And hiring people that are, you know, progressive and transgender and feminist and lesbian, none of which are attractive. Many of them are overweight because that's real women. Former Victoria's Secret model Bridget Malcolm slams the company's woke rebranding as a joke. Former Victoria's Secret model Bridget Malcolm is no fan of the lingerie company's woke rebranding, calling the initiative a joke. In a recent TikTok video, Malcolm blasted Victoria's Secret's attempt at an image overhaul, which includes canceling its angels, supermodels, and bringing aboard plus-size models and transgender models, and hiring feminist soccer star Megan Rapinoe as a spokesman. "Your performative allyship is a joke," she said. The caption of the video reads, "Too little, too late, Victoria's Secret." The Australian model claimed in the video the company pressured her to stay underweight. There's the irony. Saying that the former bra size that she wore during a Victoria's Secret fashion show no longer fit her, she alleged she was rejected from the show for not looking good enough. I think she means thin enough. She said, "I was rejected from the show in 2017 by Ed Razik," referring to the former top executive at L Brands, the parent company Victoria's Secret. "He said my body didn't look good enough. I wore a size 30B at that point." It's always the same, don't you see? When I was a kid growing up, all the white kids who were came from rich families who screamed the most about loving black people and racism and America being a racist nation, and we got to have busing and bus all the black kids to the good schools. As soon as they won, and they did win in New York in the 1960s, as soon as they won and they got school busing, guess what those rich white kids did? Their families moved them to private schools. And the next thing you know, the schools were all black because all the rich white kids left. And all that left was mostly the black kids being bused in and maybe a few Italian kids and one Jewish kid, Wainwright. That's it. That was the school. You know, rich people talk a good game about racism, but they're the worst racists in the world. They're the ones that send their kids to 100% white private schools. And they're the ones that live in 100% white neighborhoods and eat at 100% white restaurants. And the only black person they've ever seen is their maid. And yet they talk about racism all day long. And so, you know, it's always look in the mirror. Whenever you see, blame the other guy. That's Saul Alinsky. So when you hear the Victoria's Secret wants to hire fat models, I know I'm not supposed to say fat. It's got to be plus size. Or, I don't know, what other words do they use? You know, nicely overweight. I don't know. Who knows what the words are? They're dumb. Fat models. They want you to hire fat models, obese models. They want to hire transgenders, meaning chicks with you-know-whats. You can't say that on the air, can you? Are you allowed to say that on the air? Yeah. Chicks with Richards. Chicks with penises. That's what they want. And those are the very same guys that were sexually abusing and sexually coming on to all the models who work for them as the executives at Victoria's Secret and the brand that owned the Mel Brands. Those guys were literally forcing these women to have sex with them in order to get the jobs, because that's what the guys in Hollywood all do, and they're all liberals. They all claim they're feminists, but they have a casting couch, and they screw you to get a job. And if you don't screw them, you can't get the job. And they're pressuring you to be anorexically thin and throw up your food so that you look good in the photos, because, you know, all of you may not know, whether you're on TV or whether you're in a photo, meaning a, you know, a still picture, a camera adds about 10 pounds to your weight. So if you look great in real life, you're still going to look a little chubby on a camera. So to look great on camera, you almost have to look ridiculously thin, like you're in starvation mode in real life. And then the camera adds 10 pounds, and then you look okay. So that's what they do to all these models. They make them starve to death. So the very same people that abuse the women and sexually harass the women are the same people that are now saying, "Oh, we don't want them anymore. Those beautiful women are not representative of what real women look like. We want, you know, unattractive women, fat women, and transgender women. Transgender women aren't women. That's the problem. I'm sorry, but a man is not supposed to win a beauty pageant because he looks prettier than the women. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. So ridiculous. Trump was at the Mexican border today. I don't want to make that an unimportant issue. I want to bring that up before I run out of time. He slams Biden for an open, really dangerous border. He joined the governor of Texas, Abbott, at the border. And he said, there's never been a border so secure as the southern border that we had, and now it's opened up. He said, now we have a really, really open, dangerous border, more dangerous than ever been in the history of our country. We better go back fast. We had all these great policies going, and they were ended. One day they were all ended. This didn't take place over 3 months or 5 months. This took place in the first week of the Biden presidency. It was almost like they were ended because I did it, Trump said. And I don't see it in this story because Fox News never, ever, ever covers anything interesting. They become the boring channel. You know, if you say something outrageous in a way that gets people's attention, they won't cover it. It's got to be boring down the middle of the road. You know what's in the middle of the road? Roadkill. But I saw it on another website. Basically, what Trump said was, see if I could find it. Here it is. Biden either has a screw loose or he wants open borders to destroy the country. They don't put that in the Fox News article. See, they leave that off. And I heard say that Fox News was covering Trump at the border until the moment he mentioned that the election was stolen. And they cut away. You know, I don't know how to say this. Fox News is part of the problem. There's no other way to say it. Fox News is the problem. How sad. How sad. Paul Ryan on the board of directors of Fox News. That kind of explains everything. Be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years. Tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I'm going to tell you all about COVID variant fever in a minute. But first, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Projects. I don't often endorse charities publicly, but I'm today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM, Bureau of Land Management. They don't adopt wild Mustangs from Black Lives Matter. From the BLM. And they work with vets to train horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And at the same time, since they're all veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. Having been through the red tape, they guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skill team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps build vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. So I told you in the first hour, you know, this is like a new movie with Keanu Reeves. The variant's coming. You know, so the hysteria is out there because of the Delta variant. Half of Australia's population is locked down as the Delta hysteria worsens. I call it the variant hysteria. I think more people are calling it the variant than the Delta. But it doesn't matter. It's the Delta variant. Nowhere is the paranoia and overreaction to the imaginary threat posed by COVID's Delta variant more intense than Australia, where tiny clusters of mild COVID cases have prompted another wave of lockdowns, including not just Sydney, the biggest city in the nation, but six other cities encompassing half of the Australian population, more than 12 million people. The cities now under lockdown are Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Darwin Township, and the Gold Coast. And on Wednesday, the outback town of Alice Springs also entered a snap lockdown after cases emerged in South Australia. These people are crazy. Australian authorities now fear the Delta variant could spread to nearby Aboriginal communities, which are already vulnerable. State leaders said they were facing a pressure cooker situation as more cases were discovered. Oh, my God. They're all insane. Just insane. It's called the flu. It's 99.9% recovery rate. Here's a great article. See, I'm running out of time. I'll probably read it at the in the fourth segment, but I have 2 minutes here. Panic porn dressed up as science, exposing the truth about the Delta variant. On Wednesday, Bloomberg published the latest in a series of stories restating the same facts. The vaccination rate in a handful of deep red states has substantially lagged the rest of the country. The lead-in for Wednesday's story was the fact that the gap between the most and least vaccinated states has continued to widen. Though even Bloomberg concedes on the national level the news appears to be good, the country's vaccination campaign is among the most successful in the world. One academic quoted in the Bloomberg story who studies rural health warned, we're going to have counties where vaccination is rare and nowhere close to herd immunity and others where it's high. We could be headed towards a divided country of haves and have-nots. And that's exactly what Fauci said yesterday. You know, that we're two countries, haves and have-nots, based on the vaccine. They also warned that analysis last week of COVID cases in 700 counties found the new Delta variant first identified in India has been found more often in less vaccinated counties, and it's far more contagious. But a recent piece in The Blaze by writer Daniel Horowitz explains the existing data suggests this Delta variant isn't any deadlier or more infectious than any other strains. He described the warnings as panic porn dressed up as science. In reality, India, which has this terrible case of COVID, we're told, has 1/7 the death rate per capita of the United States. It's just that India got the major winter wave later, where Western countries were largely done with it, therefore giving the illusion that India somehow suffered worse. We're looking right here in this article at the survival rate. It's 99.9%. Why would anybody worry about it? India appears to have achieved herd immunity right now. 1/7 the death rate of England, but 1/4 the percentage of people who've received one dose of vaccine. It's a joke. Senator Rand Paul says, don't let the fearmongers win. New public English study of Delta variant shows 44 deaths out of 53,800 cases. That's a 0.08% in...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has died. Rumsfeld, surrounded by his family, died in New Mexico at the age of 88. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reflects on the legacy of the former Defense Secretary on Fox News.
And Don Rumsfeld, even when he was in the business world, he remained engaged. He sat on public commissions, and he rang the alarm on law and matters. He was talking about the importance of missile defense as well in those days. So both times when he became Secretary of Defense, he took charge of a military that needed to begin to update and modernize.
Former President Trump says the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border has never been worse. Speaking in Texas, Trump says President Biden is destroying our country because he repealed the Remain in Mexico policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire, sponsor of this segment of the show. Was the number one bestseller in 12 different categories in Amazon and is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target. I've studied Trump since 1979 when I was a student at Columbia University. He became my hero. He became my mentor. And he changed my life and everything I achieved since then. Million to one odds, everything I've achieved because of the Trump rules. I put them all down in writing. And the next thing I know, I put it into a book. And the book becomes the number one bestseller. Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root is the sponsor of this segment. We've got our guest here, Joel Pollack, senior editor at large, Breitbart News, big fan of Breitbart, great website. They say all the things that I think Fox is afraid to say. And I enjoy reading it every morning. It's one of the first two or three websites I look at every single day. Joel is the author of a recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. Joel, I know I believe the election was rigged and stolen. It's very clear that Trump won, and I don't have a single doubt in my mind, not one. And there's very few things in life I could say that about. And I'm a smart guy, and I'm not a crazy guy, and I've got an Ivy League degree. And I am certain in every bone of my body that Trump won the election and they stole it. What say you after writing a book like that?
Well, I don't think the election was free or fair. We should never have another election like that. I mean, look at what's happening in New York. How can anybody have any confidence in our election system when the local election officials put through 135,000 quote-unquote test ballots and they can't tell who won the Democratic primary? I mean, this is something that affects Democrats themselves. Maybe it'll be a wake-up call for them about how crazy and how dilapidated and error-prone our election system is. So I think there are a lot of good reasons to be very concerned about the way election happened. I don't know that it was stolen because I think there is a possibility, certainly a strong one, that things came out the way the electorate wanted them. But we can't have the same confidence in that this time around than we have in previous elections because of all the shenanigans that went on. And I'm not even talking about voter fraud or voting machines, but the media censorship, the changing of the rules. You know, where I live in California, they're changing the rules again. They want to protect Gavin Newsom from recall, so they're changing the rules for the recall. This is what Democrats do. They talk about Jim Crow Republican voting integrity laws, but then they disenfranchise the voters whenever it suits their political purposes.
I just think it's much worse than you're even saying, Joel. I got to tell you that, you know, when a guy like me bets $100,000 on Trump to win the election, and I watch the bets come in from all over the world, and Trump went from an underdog when the betting voting counts came out to literally at 1 o'clock Eastern, he was so close to a landslide electoral victory that he was bet to an 8-1 favorite by bettors around the world who were watching the vote totals come in. Anybody could see all he needed. He had a 300,000 lead in Michigan, 100,000 lead in Wisconsin, 100,000 lead in Georgia, 700,000 to 800,000 person lead in Pennsylvania. If he wins three out of those four, he wins an electoral landslide. He's on his way to a giant victory. And they announced they're stopping the count for the night. When you wake up in the morning, they kicked all the Republican witnesses out, and they found hundreds of thousands of ballots to zero for Trump. 100,000 for Biden, zero to Trump in giant tranches with no witnesses in the room when they said they were stopping the counting, but instead they kept counting, and when you wake up, you lose. How can that be an honest election?
Well, I can tell you there are a lot of Democrats who feel that way today in New York City because they woke up and found that one of their candidates had been eliminated in the ranked choice system, and then they heard hours later, oh, by the way, we're changing our minds about that. We're taking away the last vote count. We're going to undo that because oops, 135,000 accidental test ballots. So this is crazy. I mean, the Democrats, the left, they want to introduce all these changes. How about you show up on election day, you cast your vote in person, and it gets
right.
Counted? You know, everything they do to change that reduces public confidence in the election.
How about we do it like Mexico does it? Every person has got to have a voter ID with photo and thumbprint. How about we do it like Iraq and Iran do it? You got to get a, like an orange mark on your finger that shows you voted. It doesn't come off for a day, so you can't walk back in and vote a second time and a third time. That would ensure a fair election. As old school as that is, as dinosaur as that is, I'd have more confidence in those kind of things than mail-in ballots without voter ID.
Yeah, and by the way, nobody else in the world does this mail-in system. I mean, Australia has something of a modified version that's much more limited, but nobody allows this sort of thing because it's so prone to fraud. I mean, can you imagine third world countries? They would just have ballot stuffing and all kinds of manipulation, and who's to say it doesn't happen here? In fact, there's reason to believe it does, so... Democrats are actually, they're fighting against the public on this one. The opinion polls tell us that vast majorities of American voters, including minority voters, prefer voter ID. People want to know that their vote counts.
Right, and they should, as well they should. Because everyone's got voter ID. Yeah, I don't know if I ever told you this story, Joe. I lived for many years. I just moved, recently to a new area of Vegas, but I lived for years in Anthem Country Club, which is a beautiful, beautiful development inside Henderson, Nevada, suburb of Vegas. And, the average house there was $1 million, and there were 1,200 houses. You know, many of them were $6 and $10 million. Just a gorgeous development. And it was behind guard gates and walls, and we had armed guards, and you couldn't get in without government-issued photo ID. And guess who my neighbor was? Harry Reid. Doesn't that tell you everything about what you need to know? I mean, I'm not a hypocrite. I want walls and armed guards and guns and gates. I want all that. I want voter ID and government-issued photo ID. But if you're a Democrat who argues against all of that, and yet you decided to move right next door to Wayne Root, he lives a block away. If you live a block away with those same things, you're the biggest hypocrite in the entire world. It's ridiculous. But the real reason I told you that, Joel, is that in the mornings, literally, hundreds of trucks line up, and they're gardening trucks, and they're nannies, and they're plumbers, and they're electricians, and they're maids, and almost, there's nothing racist to say, almost every single one of them is Hispanic in Las Vegas. Every one of your gardeners and maids are Hispanic, and they're all lined up to get inside Anthem Country Club in the morning, every morning, and they all get in, even though you have to have photo ID issued by the government to get in. So why can't they issue the same thing for voting? Why can't they show the same thing for voting? If they could show it at the gate to armed guards of the Anthem Country Club, that means every illegal alien already has photo ID, and every person in Nevada has photo ID. They are poor. Everyone's got photo ID.
Yeah, and Democrats are losing the argument with the public on this one. So it's just
interesting
how they keep pushing for this. Yeah.
They've lost the argument, but it doesn't matter. they keep winning anyway. In the face of losing the argument, they bamboozle us, and there's no voter ID in most states, right?
Yeah, and look, they want to pass this H.R. 1 to get rid of voter ID, to override the state laws on voting. And they don't care that the public opposes what they're doing. They just feel confident that once they've done it, they'll be in power forever, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah. So I was looking at your site, Breitbart, all day today, and the big story has been Trump at the border. I see the story just, even CNN, the headline right now at Breitbart, is CNN says 1 million migrants since October 2020. Did you get a chance to check out Trump at the border today?
Yes, and what a scene it is, really. He's there at the invitation of Governor Greg Abbott, and there are former Department of Homeland Security officials, people who actually did their job, unlike the people that Biden's trying to put into place. Biden is firing career civil servants. We were told that he wouldn't politicize things. Well, he's firing Border Patrol administrators. He's firing key Homeland Security officials who actually care about doing their job, whether it's Trump or someone else in office. But anyway, Trump was down there, and he looked very much in command of the issue. This is what he warned America about, and what he warned has come to pass. Biden has thrown the border open, and there's very little left to prevent people from just coming over in massive amounts. Now, they date it back to October to make it look like it's a continuation from the Trump administration. But really, the surge begins with Biden's election. Biden taking office means there's a huge surge, and he actually used the word surge. He told people during his primary campaign that asylum seekers should surge to the border. And now they're trying to sort of disown it by saying, well, it's just seasonal or it's continuing something that began under Trump. No, this is a spike that's completely unprecedented, and it's because of the Biden administration's policies. Even the president of Guatemala himself said that Biden's policies had encouraged this wave of migration. So, yeah, Trump down there, you know, looking like he always looked on the border, looking like he's in command of the issue.
Presidential.
His issue. Yeah, he looks presidential, and Biden hasn't shown up. Kamala Harris went there to El Paso, which is, you know,
not the border.
Yeah, I mean, it's a border town, but
it's near the border. It's not on the border, right?
Yeah.
She was miles from the border itself, right? So, I mean, look,
she's not
in
problematic places where the wall is not being built because Biden stopped it. She's not where people are sneaking over the Rio Grande. She's not watching what's going on.
Hey, Joel, we got the music on, so we're headed to a break. Can you stay through the break, come out on the other end with us? Are you available for a few more minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
So
sure.
He is senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News, Joel Pollack. His website is Breitbart.com. He's the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. And we're talking about the top stories trending at Breitbart.com. When we get back, I want to discuss with Joel the Victoria's Secret story, where they're firing all the beautiful girls and hiring a bunch of overweight girls and transgender models. I mean, that's the end of Victoria's Secret. Goodbye. And by the way, the NFL's committing suicide, too. We are the NFL. We are gay. We are bisexual. We are transgender. Oh, that'll really go over well. We'll be right back. More with Wayne L. LaRoute and senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News, Joel Pollack. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to VetsAndHorses.com today.
Hi, this is Wayne L. LaRoute from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Anybody who heard my show yesterday knows that I believe that the foundations of America are crumbling. America's going down like the Hindenburg, and it's all being rushed because I think Democrats know they're about to lose in 2022 the House and the Senate. And then they'd lose the presidency in 2024, assuming it's not all rigged. And Republicans leave it the way it is for the most part, and then we'd never win again. Assuming you let people in, you let them immediately register to vote, you don't care if they're illegal aliens, and nothing stops them from voting. If all that happens, all bets are off, we're never going to win again. But if we change the voting laws in Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Arizona, and we proved the election was stolen in many of those states through forensic audits, I think we're on our way to trouncing Democrats. They know that they're getting killed in the polls. No one agrees with anything that's happening. Country is crumbling. Just crumbling. We've got Joel Pollack still with us, senior editor at large, Breitbart News, author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 Presidential Election. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
So when I say the country's crumbling, when you look at Victoria's Secret and the NFL, two of the biggest brands in America, billion-dollar brands, and Victoria's Secret's sales, it's no secret, by the way, ironically, that they've been losing money. They've not done well of late. They think they're going to save their company by rebranding as a company filled with transgender models and obese women as models instead of the most gorgeous angels in the world. I got news for you. Their company is as good as gone.
Yeah, look, I think there are two sides to this story in a way, or two aspects. One is, you're absolutely right that feminine beauty is a thing, and it's not a gendered thing, and it's no disrespect to anybody who is not beautiful in that way, but people like to see beautiful women. Now,
exactly.
I will say this, as a man with broad tastes, and I can say this without too much fear of retribution or punishment by my wife. I think that men and women can appreciate women of all different sizes. I have no problem with plus size Victoria's Secret models. I think that women come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and that's great. I do think the transgender thing crosses a boundary for me. I don't have a problem with people who want to be transgender, but I don't think it's what quickens the pulse of the average heterosexual male enough to want to go out and buy some lingerie for his wife. I think they're telling us to accept something rather than trying to sell us a product. And that's politics. That's not lingerie, frankly. So I agree with you there. I have a bit of a bias here also because I happen to have grown up in a neighborhood where one of the local girls went on to become one of the angels at Victoria's Secret. And, you know, there's an ideal of feminine beauty that's worth preserving. And I do think it's under attack. And it's under attack because we're tearing down accomplishment. We're tearing down success. We're tearing down inherited talent and ability. And there's nothing wrong with people who are born beautiful. There's nothing wrong with people who work to get beautiful, who work to get in shape or do whatever they need to do. I think it's something worth celebrating, and it's sad to see it go. Same with the NFL. You know, I'm done with the NFL, at least for this year. I'm done with the Major League Baseball teams that
NBA, all of them.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's interesting? Everybody still wants to watch boxing because there's no BS in boxing, right? I mean, it's a fight. You're going to get punched out. You're going to survive, or you know, ultimately. Or, you know, even golf. In golf, the only time you take a knee is to line up a putt. So I think people are still interested in professional sports, but they're gravitating toward the ones where, you know, you don't have an athlete who pouts when she hears the national anthem being played, where you don't have to be told what to care about a defensive end's sexuality and that sort of thing. I mean, we just don't care. We just want to see football. We want to see baseball. We want it to be competitive. We don't want to be told how to think about politics. Irritating.
I want to be clear. I don't think that the NFL should say, we support Donald Trump, we're conservatives. I don't think corporations should get involved in politics in any way, shape, or form. And they would argue, well, it's not politics, it's Pride Month. And to say we're gay, we're bisexual, is not politics. Yes, it is. Because most Republicans in America are Christians. Christians make up probably 70% of America. And Christians and Republicans and conservatives and patriots don't want to hear that the NFL is gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. Just it leaves a bad taste in everyone's mouth. Excuse the pun. It's not what everybody wants to hear. Most guys who like football are macho, you know, kind of conservative guys. They're Trumpers, and they're never going to watch football ever again. They're killing themselves. Joel, this is Harry Carey. It's mass suicide in the name of being woke.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Harry Carey, and of course, my mind goes back to the legendary Chicago broadcaster, Harry Carey.
I think we're losing Joel. I don't know what happened. I can't hear him.
Oh, can you hear me all right?
No, you're all distorted for some reason. We're going out now. Hey, Joel, we got the music on now anyway.
Right.
So we'll call it a day. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate you staying an extra segment. We always appreciate our friends at Breitbart News. Great stuff. Breitbart.com, great website. Not afraid to tell the truth. Joel is the senior editor-at-large, author of a recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. Joel Pollack, thanks for coming on.
You're ready.
Wayne Allyn-Root. We really lost them. I don't know what happened, but it's some sort of distortion in the. It's probably the government. it's probably the Biden government. They're distorting the guests' voices. Wayne Allyn-Root, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Even though I know the government's listening to every word I say. I'm just kidding. Wayne Allyn-Root, Right Wing Watch does. Media Matters does. I don't know about the government. Probably the NSA is listening to this show right now. Wayne Allyn-Root, we'll see you in a sec.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.